The annual rate of inflation moderated to 8.9% in November compared to an annual rate of 9.2% in the 12 months to October. That's according to the latest figures from the Central Statistics Office. Food prices continue to rise, but the price of home heating oil has fallen. Our economics correspondent Robert Short has been looking at the figures. So some moderation in the rate of price inflation, Robert, but this is still a very big figure, just shy of 9%.
It is indeed, Brian, and I suppose the main culprits there, as you mentioned, food price inflation rising steadily now, almost 12% on an annual basis, and some pretty chunky price rises in particular food groups. So milk is up a third compared to a year ago, and you know, other milk-based products like butter is up 23%, but we're also seeing bread up 18%, pasta 18%, poultry 17.5%. So some very significant food price increases. I suppose one of the big factors is that, you know, things like electricity and gas prices, which have contributed so much to the rate of inflation that we've seen this year, they held steady last month. But as you mentioned, home heating oil fell back slightly by 4% in the month. It's still up 57% in the year. And I suppose what these figures don't catch is over the past several weeks, the price of oil, generally wholesale oil prices, have continued to fall. And yesterday they actually fell back below what they were at the start of this year. In other words, all of the gains, and it's been quite a roller coaster ride for oil prices throughout this year, have been erased. And we're back now more or less to where they were at the start of the year.
Still too early, though, perhaps, to say that inflation may have peaked and that we're likely to see a further easing of price increases?
Well, some believe that it may have peaked. And I suppose, you know, the facts change and that fact may change. I mean, right now, it does seem as if, when you look at wholesale energy prices, they haven't filtered down through to our electricity bills and gas bills, but they've come back dramatically from where they were at the end of August. The other main factor there, we've just been speaking about petrol and diesel prices, they've also come down. So, you know, the worst of what we've seen possibly over the past year may have passed us, notwithstanding the fact that food prices seem to be steadily rising. So all of this has sort of led into speculation that the ECB, when it meets next week, it may choose, because as you rightly point out there, inflation is still just under 9% on an annual basis across Europe generally, where prices actually did fall very slightly in November, but it's still running at 10%. It's still way away from the ECB's target rate of 2%. So there still will be interest rate rises, and we've been told that by various members of the European Central Bank's Governing Council, including the Governor of the Central Bank, Gabriel Macleuf. But the speculation is now that when they meet next week, it may not be another jumbo 0.75% increase in interest rates, that they may opt for a lower increase of half a percentage point in interest rates. But there will be more interest rate increases going into the new year.
Robert Short, thank you for that.